What's up? What's happening? Friday on the Hoffman Show. We're always on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube as we do each and every day as well at the Team 980. And we come to you today with good news. Maybe something better than bad news. That's what we've got for you. Jaden Daniels practiced today, which I'm sure you heard on the Rooster Show. But if you're just tuning in, just getting out of work, the news is not the best, as in, like, hey, he practiced and he's playing. He was a limited participant, anticipating him being listed as questionable. We'll get the absolute latest and as much detail as we can pry out of Nikki Javala. She's been trying to pry information out of Dan Quinn and everybody else over there this week. But, yeah, it is a good sign for Jaden Daniels to potentially play on Sunday. According to Dan Quinn, they pushed things pretty hard today. They'll see how he responds tomorrow. And this was always kind of what I thought would happen if he had a chance to play. There was a chance we got to today and they were just like, yeah, he ain't playing. Like, we were hoping he'd feel better and he isn't, so he's not. But realistically, he's 23 years old. He seemed to feel okay-ish coming out of the game in terms of, it's not like it hurt him to move around, but we also know that, you know, 2 hours prior when he tried to throw a football, he slammed his helmet down and went back to the locker room. So it's not like he wasn't hurt. It's not like I don't think he could have come back in the Carolina game. I've seen some people say that, and I think that is overstating it. I think there was no reason to test it out, but he clearly didn't want to leave that game and was frustrated and hurt. As if evidenced by him throwing the ball and then throwing his helmet. Now we sit here with him on a Friday, having had, 5 days to rest, and he's probably feeling a lot better. Now, the big question is going to be, if they push it today and they had him make tough throws and throw on the run and move, and he was able to perform all of those tasks, how does he feel tomorrow? Because if he wakes up and he's crazy sore and he can't do it again, that feels a little bit risky, and it feels like, okay, well, then maybe we need to see how you feel Sunday morning, because if that's the case, okay, well, if you can just get through the game, then if we sit you in practice on Wednesday next week and it heals a little bit more, like, eventually you'll be back to normal, but you won't have to miss any games along the way. You're just going to have to deal with being a little bit sore. If he wakes up tomorrow and he's fine, well, then he's probably playing on Sunday. And I know that there is probably the opposite reaction you would expect of your star quarterback is going to play that most fans will have. And I understand that on a fundamental level, because the last time we went through this with a number 2 overall pick who had a meteoric rise and was looking like the talk of the town and all of that was Robert. And it's like, oh, hey, he wants to play. He's going to push it. And he played in the Seattle game. And then the turf monster got him and he was never the same again. These are very different scenarios. And I think we have to eventually just put on our big boy and girl pants on and just say they're different. Not to say that they should push him and they should do whatever, but it's not just because a guy gets hurt and then potentially comes back sooner than we maybe imagined doesn't inherently mean it's a mistake. Guys heal. And if he has legitimately healed and he is fine, well, then it's like the injury never happened. He's fine. If he's not fine, then he shouldn't play. Like, in that some ways, it's that simple. And none of us on the outside are going to know whether or not he's fine or not. We just have to trust that there's adults in the room now, and responsible adults in the room now, making these decisions in a way that back in 2012, there weren't as many responsible adults in the room, because the most powerful adult in the room was actually a giant man-child who had bought his favorite football team back in the late 90s and had no business making any kind of decisions, and he empowered the 23-year-old kid who just wanted to play over the responsible adults with the last name Shanahan and the general manager / team president, whatever Bruce was at the time, obviously not that good at the job and not a responsible adult by any stretch of the imagination on something like this, compared to Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Josh Harris, who's going to go, don't listen to what Jaden says outside of asking him how he feels and letting the doctors translate that. listen to the doctors, and protect the asset. Okay, cool. Good talk. Like, if I'm Josh Harris and I'm getting involved, my involvement is he better be okay if he's playing, not whatever the kid says, because I want to be his friend. And so the situations are incredibly different outside of number two pick wearing burgundy and gold. And if he is truly well enough to play, he should play because that's what he gets paid to do. And by the way, I feel like on some level, it's a coping mechanism because, oh, well, if Marcus plays and then Chicago wins, well, hey, we can still say that when Jaden gets back, we're one of the best teams in football. We were 5-2 with Jaden. Whenever he gets back, like, we'll keep rolling. Then if you go beat the Giants next week, oh, we're 6-2 with Jaden. That's not as fun as competing. I want to see what he looks like against Chicago. I would rather see what he looks like if he was fully healthy and had a week of practice, but this is the NFL. Sometimes that stuff happens. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens tomorrow. If Sam Hartman gets called up from the practice squad, they could certainly just rule Jaden out then and there. They could also call Hartman up and then potentially roll with four quarterbacks on Sunday. Because technically, when you call someone up from the practice squad, you don't have to do anything with that. You can just call him up precautionarily. And then Sunday morning, if Jaden is inactive, you can make Jaden inactive and then Hartman the third quarterback and then Driscoll's your backup to Marcus. Like, you could do that. And you just have extra inactives. If you don't, then Hartman just becomes inactive, and congrats, dude. You get a big boy game check for the week. But Jaden's ready to go, and then Driscoll will probably be the third guy. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do tomorrow, because although practice is closed tomorrow, they do typically do some kind of walkthrough or something on a Saturday to get everybody moving and make sure that the final details are nailed down. And so whatever happens tomorrow, he'll report in the morning. He'll be sore or not. They'll move around. They'll test it. He'll pass or not. And then they'll do the same thing on Sunday. And hopefully we know by Sunday morning. I know if you got fantasy teams, and you know the bad part is Commanders are 4:00. So if your backup quarterback plays at 1 and you're waiting on a game time decision at, 3:00 when the inactives come out, like, that's a bad deal. But it's probably just going to be an anxious day on Sunday to see whether or not he plays. And then if he does, it's going to be anxious to see if he can make it through the game and if it becomes a problem at all and how he performs. And if he doesn't play, then it's an anxious day because Marcus Mariota is your quarterback, and that is not how you draw it up. So it's a big drop off. If Marcus plays average Marcus ball, if Marcus plays his face off, like, cool. There's a lot that they can do with Marcus at quarterback, but it is all going to run better with Jaden out there. And so I'm hoping not just for the Jaden Caleb stuff, like, I really want to see him against a really good defense, and I want to see what it looks like. And I think it's also a test of some of their process here. Like, they really like their process of getting ready for games. And I do too, in terms of the virtual reality stuff that he does or the walkthroughs. Like, he's participated in all that stuff this week. How ready can you get a player, especially at that position, at his experience level, for a game without practicing? Man, if they can do that, wow, what a compliment to Cliff Kingsbury and Anthony Lynn and Tavita Pritchard and Brian Johnson and everybody on that staff for preparing that. They probably have had to prepare some on some level to game plans this week, slight tweaks off of the same one, two branches off the same tree. But if nothing else, Chicago's had to deal with all this stuff too. So Chicago's got to know, hey, Mariota's in, this is what we're looking for. If Daniels is in, this is what we're looking for. And they don't know how effective he's going to be or what version of the offense is going to be called. So at the very, very least, because they've done everything right, because they've played it by the book as if to keep the option open for him to play, and the gamesmanship has worked. Now we find out if this has all been a ruse the entire time, or I guess in the next couple of days, we'll find out if it's been a ruse the entire time, or if it's a process that ultimately is because he's actually going to play, or maybe it was because he was actually going to play and he doesn't quite get past the finish line. This could have not been a ruse at all, and he still doesn't play. So those are the options. We'll find out soon enough. But it's not going to be today. Daniels participates in practice, likely listed as questionable for Sunday. We'll get an official injury report in just a little bit, and we'll share it with you here on the show. Again, Nikki Javala coming up at 5 o'clock today. We'll go around the NFL at 5:30, finish Friday. Your calls with predictions for the game coming up at 4:30. But next, we always ask on Friday, what's at stake? And how much does that answer change for Washington if Daniels plays? We'll discuss next on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.